Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for hanging in there with us today on Let's Face the Issues. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your call goes right through to our studios, right to our microphones, so that we can have dialogue and discussion on this issue. We're talking about the battle for the moral foundation of America. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Youngblood. Your programs are always so informative. I hate to miss them. Thank you for the courage to be speaking out the way you're doing. May God continue
to
strengthen and bless you. I agree with all that you're saying. You are so very right in everything that America, our country, is really, really, I regard it as we are ripe for judgment, because we know that history proves that when immorality and wickedness reach to a certain level, God is not able to tolerate it any longer. And I think America is right there. There's just a shred of grace, I think, that is hanging over us in America, and that is our alliance with Israel. Praise God for that. That is
the grace
of God, because, you know, God really is faithful to his word, that those who love his people and help them, blessings. So we really thank God for that. And the mercy of God, again, that when he was ready to judge Sodom and Gomorrah, he still looked for the faithful ones. So thank God for the faithful ones in America, because we know they are the faithful ones. And prayer, God is a prayer-hearing God. So we know his mercy. We still have his mercy, and we can depend on it. Praise God for those who are faithfully seeking him, crying out to him, because he said, because we have become so evil, we would give them over. That's what we're looking at now. The craziness, the amount of stupidity, like destroying young kids the way we are doing. We can see it as because God has given them over to do all type of things that is unbelieving. So we are just in the mercy of God. Thank God for what they're doing. God bless you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that statement. You're exactly right. In fact, you touched on an issue there that the Lord Jesus speaks of in the book of the Revelation, in the writing to the seven churches in the seven churches of Asia Minor, in the book of the Revelation, where with several of the churches he talked about that there's a little small, I'm going to paraphrase it, there's a small, minuscule residue of those that are hanging on, those that are faithful, those that are committed. And he is challenging them to keep on keeping on. In our churches today, ladies and gentlemen, we are in that position that although all, A-L-L, not a qualified all, but all denominations, to a greater or lesser degree, have embraced the LGBTQ sodomite lifestyle. I'm saddened by that. There's some that have embraced it as a result of a push in their denominations, where they form committees and study groups to try to determine and ascertain what should we do with the sodomite lifestyle, how should we respond to it. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe when they did the debate, when they did the analysis, when they did the consideration, they never one time looked at the Word of God. All you need to do is look at the Word of God and see what God says about the sodomite lifestyle. He's turned them over to a reprobate mind. And turning them over to a reprobate mind is very, very clear in relationship to what God has done. And that reprobate mind is indicative of that which is evil, that which is wicked, that which is unholy, that which is ungodly. The word reprobate means depraved, corrupt, sinful, immoral, shameless, wicked, evil, profligate, degenerate, damned, debauched, desolate, corrupt, lost-minded, unruly. And that's exactly what you find, ladies and gentlemen, that's taking place with this sodomite movement across America. And our last caller was exactly right. I believe that as you study the scripture, you find that God allows sin to continue to fill up, as I'd call it, filling up the cup or the bowl to a certain degree. And when it gets full and to overrunning, God says, enough is enough. And ladies and gentlemen, there's not any of us that can know when that enough is enough from God's perspective. So it's not a matter of if, it's just when. God uses exactly what America is doing today as his tool for judgment against us. Go back and study the rise and the fall of the Roman Empire, and you understand the fall of the Roman Empire was because of an internal implosion. It was not because of a takeover from the outside by another empire. It was because of the morals and the ethics and the values that had plummeted so low, God allowed them to simply just implode and wiped out, washed out, destroyed as an empire, as a global empire. And I'm fearful, ladies and gentlemen, that's where we're headed in America today. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the battle for the moral foundation of America. We're watching that foundation crumble. And as I read a moment ago in Psalms 11 and verse 3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And one of the things that we can do even now is to pray and seek God's face and ask God to forgive us and heal our land, according to 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14. But ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that vivifies a little more what I'm saying. And I'm talking about this moral ethical push that's being pushed through the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. And it's being pushed through many venues and avenues, and we'll talk about it later in the broadcast today. Part of that is through the academic programs in our schools from kindergarten right on through the university level. But one of the greatest tools they're using today for recruitment to draw them in, because there's no reproduction in the sodomite life, it's recruitment. And I would cringe every time I'd hear Pete Buttigieg, the former presidential candidate for the Communist Socialist Marxist Democratic Party, talked about being married to a man. Had someone just yesterday said if he's elected president, of course it was hypothetical conversation, it would not be first lady, what would it be called? And he had already addressed that. It'd be called first gentleman, as it was called. But he would brag about his husband, and it was just so antithetical to anything that's called biblical truth that it'd make your skin crawl. But ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says, Drag Queen Story Hour, greatest grooming program ever devised, according to a counselor. A clinical counselor who has worked with over 4,000 serial predators is urging parents to be vigilant after a Texas library hosted a Drag Queen Story Hour for kids featuring a reader who has a long criminal record. Parents in Texas discovered that David Lee Richardson, who goes by the drag name of Miss Kitty and has been participating in Drag Queen Story Hour events in Austin Public Library system over the past several years, has a criminal record for prostitution. This is not the first case of the library inviting Drag Queen Story Hour readers with a criminal history to read and to interact with very young children. Two men charged with sexually assaulting a child were allowed to read to children at a library in Houston just last year. The group Mass Resistance has been at the forefront of exposing other sex offenders hiding behind drag names elsewhere in the state, posted evidence of Richardson's history from the Department of Public Safety on their website just Tuesday. John Oler, a licensed professional counselor, that's U-H-L-E-R, a licensed professional counselor who has worked clinically with over 4,000 serial predators over the past 11 years, said in an interview with the Christian Post on Wednesday that he believes Drag Queen Story Hour events constitutes the greatest grooming program ever devised, and predators are laughing all the way to the bank, end quote. Further, the article states, while drag queen reading stories to children at the public libraries has been billed as the innocuous activity, community groups and mothers who resist are right to oppose it, he added, because sexual predators and offenders prioritize convincing people to doubt their instincts and to think that their red flags in their instincts and minds are simply nonsense. Quote, the question is, why are these men dressed in women's underwear and drag wanting greater access to children? End quote. It begs to be asked and answered. And the answer is, it is for recruitment. It is the greatest recruitment tool that's being used today. And moms in particular are being vacuumed into that vortices without the realization that it's going to destroy their sons and daughters. I'm telling you, we have either a dumb generation of parents, or we have been so brainwashed to believe that we've got to embrace every sodomite lifestyle and every sexual gender dysphoria in the nation. And in doing so, ladies and gentlemen, Satan, the demonic elements that's in that, is using it to destroy the family, the faith, and the future of our nation by destroying the moral foundation of America. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a transition in America, politically, socially, economically, morally, and it's totally predicated on how you respond to this transition that we're in. We're watching the demise of our foundation, and it's taking place by the recruitment of our children. And this is, as I said a moment ago, a satanic, demonic battle over our children. Yet we have today politicians, school administrators, even religious denominations that are fully on board with the undermining and the indoctrination and ultimate destruction of the morals and ethics and the values of the foundation of America. This will destroy our nation, lest we sit up and understand what is taking place and take a stand against it. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, says school closes gender-neutral bathrooms after sexual assault. Dateline March 3rd, 2020. Transgender activists have insisted that allowing men to identify as women to use bathrooms with females pose no threat at all. But an alleged sexual assault case in a gender-neutral bathroom at a Wisconsin high school is only the latest of a multitude of cases that you cannot refute the claim. Austin Sawyer, S-A-U-E-R, 18, of Rhinelander High School, was arrested Thursday for fourth-degree sexual assault, child enticement, and exposing himself to a child in a school's bathroom, according to the news media. The Family Research Council has produced a list of more than 20 of these incidents in public bathrooms of either women being assaulted or having their privacy violated by men claiming to identify as women, according to the Christian Post. Along with schools, companies such as Target have set up gender-neutral bathrooms that allow either sex to use the same bathroom despite concern about privacy. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just pause a moment. Target stores across America have kept it very silent, but they've had some four dozen suits against them as a result of young women, in the changing rooms or in the bathrooms being assaulted or being recorded, videotaped by the pedophiles, the perverts, the sodomites going into Target stores. I've said for the past several years now, avoid Target. Don't spend God's money in a Christian's pocket in a place called Target. Or if you know of any other business that allows that, don't spend God's money in your pockets in that store. That's the simplest way to confront it. This article says the FRC transgender activists have scoffed at the warning and sexual predators could exploit such laws to gain access to women and girls. The activists have essentially denied that such incidents ever occur. They will tell you that never occurs. That's just a fallacy. That's a farce in the mind of the naysayers that say that it's not healthy, it's not good. But this article says here, the Family Research Council says its list of publicly reported incidents in which men violated the privacy of women in bathrooms, locker rooms, and other private spaces demonstrates that the concern about safety and privacy is a legitimate concern. Just in February, a three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit in San Francisco decided in favor of an Oregon public school district student safety plan, allowing transgender students to use the bathrooms that correspond with their gender identity. Ladies and gentlemen, the courts, I'm talking about now, listen, the professionals, academically and medically speaking, the professionals, including the courts and the politicians, are all in favor of this gender fluidity that allows our ladies, our women, and young girls to be prey for the predators that want to recruit and destroy the moral, ethical foundation of our nation today. This article further says the Supreme Court declined in May of 2019 to take up a case against transgender school policies. The Supreme Court has decided we're going to leave that alone. It's like the third rail. It is the hot rail. It is the one that nobody's going to touch. And it's allowed simply to continue to juggernaut across America. And it's destroying the moral fundamental foundation of our great nation, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how I can scream any more loudly than to say that we need to wake up, sit up, and as the old cliche goes, smell the coffee and do something about it. Our schools are now battling with these gender identity questions. We're in trouble in our nation today when the courts continue to allow the persecuted Christian and the conservative to not be heard, their voices to be squelched. And we're continuing to allow, ladies and gentlemen, the perverted recruitment practices that uphold the destruction of our children. It's, ladies and gentlemen, what I call legalized child abuse. And we're tolerating it, we're allowing it, we're promoting it, we're passing bills that allow it. Courts and the activist judges, most of which have been appointed by Barack Hussein Obama, which is the one that opened the Pandora's box during his administration to allow this to be legalized in all of our public schools in the United States of America today. And ladies and gentlemen, it's gotten to the point now where it's even affecting the merchandising of products in our stores that want to be gender neutral, and that's forcing the embracing of this gender fluidity to further compromise our families and the firm moral foundation in America. Here's an article that says, California set to outlaw stores segregating girls and boys' toys. Would you have ever thought that? Let me read the headline again. California set to outlaw stores segregating girls' and boys' toys. March 3rd, 2020. The task of finding clothing or toys for boys or girls may become a little harder for parents in California if the bill passes requiring larger department stores to display the items together. Essentially, points out former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, the state wants to outlaw boy and girl sections in retail stores. The bill's sponsor, an openly gay assemblyman, says he's trying to address what he claims are customer complaints of being unable to compare products between sections. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me insert my little young blood vernacular thought. If he's saying that, the only ones complaining would be the sodomites, not the general customers, complaining that you can't determine what's boy and what's girl. You have to go for this department, so you got to put them all together. That's a lie orchestrated to carry out the push for the bill. The article further says, the Washington Examiner reported Lowe's bill would punish, would require any retail department store to maintain undivided areas in its sales floor where it sells children's articles, children's clothing or toys, all child care items, all clothing for children, or all toys, regardless of whether a particular item has traditionally been marketed for either girls or for boys, shall be displayed together, or the offender will be fined $1,000 per incident. The article says, keeping similar items that were traditionally marketed either to girls or boys separated makes it more difficult for the customers to compare the products incorrectly implies that their use by one gender is inappropriate. The bill would require such items to be displayed all on one undivided shelf area in the sales floor, end quote. California has led the way in the United States in passing legislation proposed by the LGBTQ activist. It began with requiring schools to discuss homosexuality only in positive light. More recently, the state banned counselors from treating minors struggling with same-sex attraction or sexual dysphoria. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the demise, the decline, the disruption, the disintegration, the destruction of the moral ethical foundation in the United States of America with these sodomite agendas of the LGBTQ pushing for that to be done. Ladies and gentlemen, when you say that there's only two genders, you are pushing to be destroyed yourself. That's on a national basis and an international level. We're finding that with the professionals in medicine, the professionals in academia, the professionals in the political realm. If they say that there's only two genders, they're absolutely mocked, laughed at, either suspended or expelled or forced out or summarily fired from their positions in what they're doing. The California law is bad enough, but ladies and gentlemen, it is something that's taking place on a rampant basis today, where we're refusing to admit, refusing to recognize that there are only two genders. God created male and female. God did not make a mistake. He did not create Adam and Steve to be husband and wife or husband and husband. Yet in our colleges and universities, even in hospitals today, if a professional says that there are only two genders, he is laughed at, he's mocked at, he's demeaned, derided, and forced out of his position. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article. It's not taking place in America, but it is an article that verifies what I'm saying. Student kicked out of class for saying there are only two genders is now fully expelled. The Scottish student who was suspended from school for posting a video showing him disagreeing with his teacher who insisted there are more than two genders has now been fully expelled. And it goes on to talk about that. He says in the article here, and they told me that there's no chance that I can return ever to school. He says, I'm kind of in limbo at this moment. I don't really know what's going to happen to me, said the 17-year-old, who has to now search out and try to find a new school, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's horrific. When even a student in high school cannot say that there are two genders without being persecuted and prosecuted and kicked out. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says, lawmaker claims babies born without sex. A British politician claims that a child is born without having any sexual label at all, and he is labeled now as being, quote, nuts. The interviewer, Richard Madeley, asking this person now, when a child is born, they're identified as observed in a particular sex, aren't they? The answer is absolutely no. He replied, a child is born without sex at all. A child is formed without sex in the beginning, and sex then has to be determined. Ladies and gentlemen, have we lost our mind? Have we gone absolutely stupefyingly crazy in America and around the globe? It is a major problem when you have those in our schools and our hospitals and the medical profession that's saying that you can change an individual's identity by sex-altering drugs and or surgery. Here's an article that says, a drug being used to stop puberty in transgender children has killed over 6,000. Now, you don't hear that on drive-by news. You don't have that on the fake news. You do not have anybody telling you that. Here's the article. Stopping nature is all the rage these days, but reportedly young people are at mortal risk from the halt. According to the Christian Post, data from the Food and Drug Administration reveals 6,300 adults have died from a drug currently being used to block puberty in transgender children. Between 2012 and June of 2019, the FDA documented over 40,764 adverse reactions suffered by patients. More than 25,500 reactions logged from 2014 through 2019 were considered very serious, including 6,370 deaths because of the puberty-blocking transgender drug that's being prescribed and given by medical professionals to young people today as young as 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. You might recall just recently, last week, in fact, it was, Pete Buttigieg, then while still a presidential candidate, had a mother bring up a 9-year-old son to the platform, and the son told Pete Buttigieg that he wanted to come out of the closet and tell people that he was a homosexual. Pete Buttigieg, rather than rejecting that, and rather than trying to counsel him, rather than taking the proper stand, because he's a sodomite himself, praised the young lad, encouraged him that he's brave and he needs to take the stand. There's nothing wrong with coming out. People need to understand that, et cetera, et cetera. Because the young lad was praising Buttigieg, saying that he was so brave and he was so wise to come out even as a 37-year-old man and identifies that, and how this young man admired him for running as president as a homosexual. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in trouble when we allow that to be publicly carried out. You're publicly, as a presidential candidate, publicly trying to recruit a 9-year-old boy that is sexually dysphoric and not understanding his sexuality, rather than an adult in the room to stand and say, son, something is wrong. We need to talk with you because that is not how God created you. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, says City Hall Commission votes to ban conversion therapy use on minors. At least, ladies and gentlemen, there's something good coming out of Tallahassee. If you want to say that, put it in that fashion. Dateline Tallahassee, Florida. A ban on conversion therapy was officially passed at the city commission. This is not state government, it's city. City commission meeting. The controversial practice is defined by the city as a treatment or practice aimed at changing a person's sexual orientation or gender identity. 37 public speakers took the stand at the commission meeting, with some of them wanting to ban and some against it, wanting some to approve and some to against it. Before the meeting, protesters against the ban on minors were making their stance known. Quote, you're teaching children, school-age children, 4 and 5-year-old, that they can decide or choose what sex they want to be, said one parent. And then another one arguing for it. And this article says with a further statement, you want to help someone, you want to be there for them, you want them to live a healthy life. And this practice is directly against that and actually hurting people. And that's why we need to stop it. They were speaking for and against it, but I'm thankful that the city commission voted in favor of banning conversion therapy to be used on minors. Here's another article. It says two states may criminalize forcing kids to transition from one sex to another. Two American states are considering making it a felony to use puberty blocker chemicals and surgeries to transition children from one sex to another. No blood test, genetic testing, or brain imaging scans can confirm or deny the existence of a transgender condition, Jennifer Roback, president of the Ruth Institute, said. Yet some medical professionals are giving harmful pharmaceuticals or performing irreversible surgeries on confused children. Ladies and gentlemen, I could go on and on and on for 2 hours on the subject without exhausting the material and the data that points to the fact that we're in trouble as a nation. We're in trouble when we're allowing the schools and the libraries to promote and to recruit our children into the sodomite lifestyle. We're in trouble when medical professionals and academic professionals refuse to allow to state that God created only two genders. God created male and female. I'm thankful, ladies and gentlemen, that God is still on the throne, that God is still in control, and that we need to look up, lift up our heads, for our redemption draweth nigh. Keep on looking up. Keep on praying, keep on serving the Lord, and by all means, register to vote and vote for that which pleases God based on the authority of the Scripture. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining in today. Looking forward to meeting you once again on the air, even as we face the issues.
2021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.